For the last past days, the world market has fluctuated. Gold, oil, everything. A lot of people were saying, if I had only knew the information, if I had only knew that the relationship between the States and Iran would, I would have bought a lot. I would have sold. A lot of people, they are busy seeking information, internal information, so that they can deal with that information and make profit on it. But today, we have read, we have heard some information that is not just among so many pieces of news. We don't know what to do. But this information, this piece of information, we know it is truth. Even though this is the mystery, but this is not secret of the church. Through the lessons we read and heard, one of the great prophets, Isaiah, he wrote, "They shall bring gold and frankincense and shall proclaim the praise of the Lord." Sounds familiar? Gold and frankincense? When we look at the stable, when we look at the wise men, was it another mystery fulfilled, promise fulfilled? And even the psalm we just sung, "So long as sun and moon endure, let him, O Lord, remain. Let him come down as showers, Lord, and as refreshing rain." Some saying that is mystery that was only revealed to certain kind of people. But we have the knowledge and information. This is called Epiphany. Tomorrow is the exact date of Epiphany. That means the Lord is manifested to the Gentiles. I'm not too sure about you, but I'm very sure I don't have any percentage of Jewish blood in my vein. So how am I included in God's perfect salvation plan? St. Paul wrote it, "This is the reason that I, Paul, am a prisoner for the Gentiles." And he also wrote, "The mystery that revealed is the Gentiles have become fellow heirs, members of the same body, and sharers in the promise in Christ Jesus through the gospel." Like I said, look at these days. So many people, they were struggling and they regret. If only I knew that would happen, I would have dealt with accordingly. I would make a great fortune. Really. Let's take a close look to the gospel we just heard today. King Herod was one of the people that we heard responded to that information. When he heard that Christ's baby was really born. What did the gospel say about him? The gospel said he was terrified, and so was Jerusalem. Why Herod was terrified? Because he was the king of this territory he was charging of. So here comes a boy, a baby, that is in Jewish history, a long said fairy tale. It has become true. What about him? So what did he do? He tried everything in his power, tried to kill this possibility in the cradle. He checked diligently with the wise men. Where did you see the star? Where did it from? So he calculated all the place and calculated the speed, how fast the star can travel. Last week we just heard he killed almost all the boys that are around two, except the Christ baby. They escaped. But that was King Herod. His response, even though he knew this piece of information is true, but he tried. He thought, maybe I can do something. I can suppress it. I can wipe it off. How about the others? There are another group of people. They are the people of the knowledgeable. They are called the chief priests and the scribes of the people. They knew exact scriptures. When they were asked, they could immediately pinpoint which book, which verse. But to them, that is only knowledge. Just like us, brothers and sisters, we have been in the church for so long, maybe too long. We have heard all kinds of testimonies, namely, other people's stories. We are so familiar with it. However, it has nothing to do with me. It is not my personal experience. And how do I do with it? Maybe I can reason about it. I can excuse myself away. It's not me. It only happened to such and such. It's not about me. Even though we had certain experience with God, and after all, when we looked at back, it's easy for us to make excuses, to say, oh, it's just some coincidence. Because my reasoning cannot justify it. My mind cannot accept it. So it's just something in the book. And we sit down, we let it go. Soon enough, we forget about it. There are another group in today's gospel. They are called the wise men. And probably they have other servants going along with them. They didn't know the Lord, but they followed the star. Nowadays, even though the tradition, we can see the Christmas tree for every Christmas There usually is a star on top of the tree, but fewer and fewer people understand why there is a star on top of the tree. Is it because it completes the beauty of it? Maybe, but that's not the whole purpose. What is the star? When we look at this huge banner, those wise men, they traveled their journey from the east. They put on everything in their hand. Can you imagine yourself and myself? We can put on whatever is in my hand, whatever is tied in my hand. And we set on the journey. Oh, it's hard. We can hardly plan a getaway. How can we set on a journey? We don't know the exact coming back date. But those wise men, they went on the journey following the star. They have a pure heart. They just followed the sign. What is a sign? A sign always points us to something much greater than the sign itself. The sign, just like stop sign, it has greater meaning behind the sign. Where are we going to? The wise men, probably on their journey, they lost the star. And maybe that was the reason they went directly into the palace and asking King Herod, where is the child who has been born king of the Jews? Well, probably on our journey, sometime we just get lost. Where's the star? It's cloudy. It's too bright. It is very hard for us to see a star 24 hours, don't you agree? We cannot expect every night it has a crystal clear night, and the star is so clear, and it's right in front of me. But what did wise men do? They just went on. My brothers and sisters, what are we going to do with this information we now have? It is no secret, but it certainly is no more news at all. Even though we still proclaim the gospel, saying this is good news, but to a lot of people who are sitting in the church, who are in the church, maybe they get easily tired of it. Is it still good news? Or is it still news? Whatever we are going to do, someday we have to give an account for how we respond to this piece of information. Before the heavens and earth, according to God's perfect purpose, God created us, but not every one of us is of God's family. But are we willing to follow the star? Why are we following the star? We're not going to seek the ornaments. We are going to seek the face of the Lord. What is the face of the Lord? What did the wise men find? The gospel said, when they saw the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. What did they find? On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother. Do we accept this baby, this Christ baby, as our Savior? He doesn't look like Almighty at all. He looks very tender. He doesn't look like someone, like some genie jumps out of Aladdin, can answer whatever my wishes. He seems like someone needs to be nurtured, needs to be changed the diapers. But do I still want him to be my Savior? Do you think, oh, have I traveled all the effort and time that I spent? Is it worse? I tell you, surely it is worse. He is God. And this God is the eternal God. Before the time, before the beginning of the earth, he manifested himself to the Gentiles so that we can be included in his plan. We can be saved. We can be saved for what? We can be the co-heirs to inherit. Isn't that something that overwhelms us? My brothers and sisters, Epiphany maybe is the ending of Christmas, but the Lord, the Word of the Father, has become one of us. We just see him. Are you willing to bring this word with us when we go out of church, so my friends and my relatives, my co-workers, they can all see the word in flesh in me? They can see Christ manifested through me, so that they themselves, they can see the signs that God bestowed in their life, maybe through me, can point them to a much greater essence. That is the essence of God, the glory of God, Christ. Are we willing to be used by God? Are we willing to offer whatever we have? Maybe I don't have gold. Maybe I don't have frankincense. I don't have myrrh. But here I am, God. Cleanse me. Use me so that Christ can be manifested in my life and everyone can see Christ through me. Amen.